Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Sub. Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Mel. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As promised, right back to your phones. Fred in Norwood, what do you think happens tonight, Fred?
Well, I think the Celtics will actually accept the NBA's help and not put out the wet fart effort they did of the last game. They win tonight. They come home. They win again. And we have a hell of a Game 7. I'm not calling a winner, but I'm telling you right now, this series is going to Game 7. If I'm wrong, I'll call up and take my lumps.
Okay, Fred. Does the NBA want the Celtics to win?
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't that apparent in the last game?
Oh, they gave it to you the last game. They fixed that game for you.
And this collection of bums still couldn't do anything about it with Giannis on the bench.
And Middleton. The league wanted you to win so badly last game. Not only did they send Giannis to the bench, which was completely predictable, most predictable thing in that game after what happened in Game 3, but for good measure, just to make sure, they sent the second best, their only other good player, to the bench as well with foul trouble. And you still couldn't win.
Tonight they're going to throw out Budenholzer too.
What's left? After you take out those two guys, there's really nothing left to throw out.
It's pathetic. It really is. It tells you.
You start getting the white boy from Arlington in foul trouble just to make sure you don't lose again? I mean, how much more help do you need?
I mean, really, it's they wanted you to win the game, which, in fact, now that I think of it, we should look up and see who the officials are just for the hell of it, to see, you know, home refs, road refs, whatever it is, because the league wants exactly what the caller said. Stretch this puppy out.
They need games. They need inventory, man.
Totally. They want this thing to go 7. And, you know, look, if the Celtics were able to win tonight, well, now you're back home for Game 6. Now there's a little pressure on the Bucks. Like, okay, you know, now we're talking. But I just don't, honestly, I was just thinking about this during one of the breaks. You know why they're going to lose? Because they want it to end. The Celtics want it over. They want the year to end. They're all tired of each other. They're not going to fight for each other. They're done with one another. They want it over with, including the coach, by the way.
So they're getting Mike Callahan as the head ref tonight. And I'm looking at Dan Lifshatz here, of course, does the over-under podcast, 98.5 at sportshub.com. All 6 losses by the Celtics in the last 6 games with Callahan as the ref have been on the road. In those 6 games, the Celtics are 1-5 against the spread.
Yeah. It doesn't bode well.
It does not. I wonder, too, if the league, even though they want the inventory with the commercial and everything, they just look at this after this last game in which they tried to basically fix it so you get to the line as many times as you possibly can to win the game. They look at it and say, oh, the hell with this. Make sure Milwaukee's fresh for Toronto. We actually have a good Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, exactly. They said Barkley and Kenny Smith have already made their reservations.
Right. we don't want to pay the cancellation fees
for
their flights.
You know what? They already made their flights. Let's just ring these puppies up.
Cam and Taunton on Brad Stevens. Go.
Mike, you just said the Celtics won't do that. They're above it. It's not about the team and the players. Mike, who does that sound a lot like?
I can't remember what you're referring to, Cam. I'm sorry.
You said the Celtics are above it. They won't count out of the players. It's about the organization.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, so listen, to reset it, even with myself, this is what happens. You go too far back. Even I forget. Never mind the audience. We said if it comes down to the players or the coach, and meaning Kyrie Irving and Brad Stevens are a bad fit. Okay, so one has to go. And if you want to keep the talent, you want to keep Kyrie Irving, then they have to blow out the coach. We said, and I believe, Maz agrees, I think, that the Celtics aren't that kind of team. They're not going to kowtow to a player and fire a coach they really believe in. They just won't do it. That's maybe 90% of the league will. Maybe the Lakers will with Tyronn Lue and hire some Bobo for the player. the Celtics aren't really that kind of team. Okay, that was our take earlier. So go ahead, Cam. What's your response?
My point is, Mike, that sounds an awful lot like the Montreal Canadiens, doesn't it? And look what that's netted them in the last 25 years. You have to quote Billy Bean in Moneyball, adapt or die. I'm sorry, but if it comes down to keeping the two, it's Kyrie. You've won three legitimate road games in the playoffs with Brad Stevens. Because like Murray said, the two in Chicago don't count, and this Indiana series didn't count either. It was the game in Cleveland with the Bradley buzzer beater, the game in Philly last year where Stevens absolutely bitch-slapped Brett Brown, and game one in Milwaukee. Other than that, those are the only games you've had to win on the road in the playoffs. You choose the player over the coach. I know it hasn't translated,
okay.
But I'm sorry. Kyrie's gone. You have no chance.
Cam, what do you think the team would do?
I think we're the Canadiens of basketball. I think they would choose the coach, and then they would screw themselves because no one's bigger than the organization. They're the Canadiens of basketball.
Okay, so let me ask you. As you were just talking, I was thinking. After the Bucks swept you in 1983, swept, four straight, Moncrief, Lanier, that team, swept you.
Oh, little Mikey Felger's having a flashback.
I get a moment every now and then after they, again, swept you. You fired a hardline coach, a taskmaster, individual.
Bill Fitch, yeah.
And hired, I'm sorry, and I say this, it sounds kind of mean because he's a great gentleman and a great guy, so I'm not ripping on him, but it's just my line for Casey Jones. He's a coat rack.
He was Ty Lue of that era.
Yeah, he was a figurehead, total figurehead.
He was someone who turned the lights on when they started practice, sat down, did the crossword, and then turned them off when the guys were done and wore snappy suits and was just sort of there. So didn't they kind of actually do that then?
Yeah, they did. See, this is part of what I was saying earlier, and again, it always comes out worse than, you know, they catered to Bird. They kissed Bird's ass on more than one occasion. And so, and again, at the end of his career, Bird didn't get along with Jimmy Rogers, and they fired his ass. And so, you know, it's not beyond them to do that sort of thing. The difference is we're talking about Bird.
Okay, but you're talking about Brad Stevens is someone that they invested in as the next wave, the next guy. Bill Fitch was a career NBA coach, and, you know, these guys were sort of different caliber, thought of differently as Steve. They've invested a crap ton in Stevens.
Yes, and Bird is better than Kyrie is what I'm getting at.
Yes, that too.
So no question. I think, you know, I think Ainge and Wick, and I think they believe in Stevens, and they like what Stevens preaches. They believe in sort of the pace and space, team, you know, positionless basketball, all kinds of switches, all of that, and Kyrie flies in the face of that. So this is the dilemma they now have. You've said this repeatedly all week, and I think it's a good way to put it. They have to choose. They have to choose. What are they going to be? They have to choose. Do they want to be a team with stars that can go and win a championship maybe, or do they want to be pace and space cookie cutter and model themselves after Golden State, which won, but won in a year where Kyrie got hurt, right? Like, I don't, you know, they're going to have to choose. To me, the way you put that this week is they're at that crossroads.
Danny in Fitchburg. Hi, Dan.
Hey, so let's say, I mean, I know it's not over, but let's say they lose tonight or they lose Friday. And then let's say, hypothetically, Kyrie comes out and surprises everybody and says, you know what, we came up short, but I love this team. I love these guys. I want to lead you to a championship next year. I'm going to re-sign here. Do you even want him at that point? I mean,
great question.
Do we just say thanks, but I'm good.
Okay. And let's just, you know, put some real numbers to it as well. Jimmy, what's the max for him? It's like $32 million a year, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I thought it was like 35, but whatever it is, go ahead, whatever.
And years in the league, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, but it's somewhere between.
It's over 30.
30 to 35. Is it for 5 years? Is that the max?
Yes.
Okay, it's not the super max, but it's the max that you can give him. 5 times 35. For that boil on the underside of your ass, that pain in the ass, five. What's 5 times 35?
175.
5 and 175? Are you in on that?
Yep.
No, I'm good.
I don't know, man.
Please.
I don't know.
Literally, get out of here.
If you're going to pay someone that money, you got to feel good about writing the check. Would you feel good signing that check?
Nope.
For this putz?
Nope. But I, again, I you know how I feel about it. So I believe talent in that league wins.
I hope I'm wrong. Maybe you're right about Golden State, but I'm wrong.
I feel you contradict yourself a little bit because you hate Harden, you hate Westbrook, you hate this superstar, you hate that superstar, but for some reason you want to keep this one?
Yeah.
Because I think the more we go forward, the more we're seeing he might be those guys.
I know, but I would also say that you're right to say that.
Thank you.
Okay, Westbrook's a little different.
It's been a while since I've gotten a you're right, Mike.
Okay.
I missed it.
So Westbrook's a little bit of a different case because he doesn't shoot like those other guys shoot. So I think Westbrook's overrated. Westbrook can rebound and, you know, but he can't shoot. So there's a problem there. There's a flaw there with Westbrook. Harden, I can't stand Harden as a guy. I hate him. I can't stand Harden. But if he were here already, I might be saying, well, now you get the talent. Are you going to let him go? So part of it is that I admit that part of it is that you invested in it. And as it turns out, they didn't give up a ton of assets to get Kyrie. So it's not like they're going to be crippled.
George in Boston agrees with you. Go ahead, George.
Hey, yeah. So I agree that like he's been a pain in the butt. He's been a pain in the butt all year, this and that. But all those people saying that they would not have him here last year makes me think that their priorities are all mixed up. Their priorities are wanting a likable team and not wanting championships, and that's what it was with the IT Celtics. And I don't want to see the IT Celtics again going to the conference finals and getting swept by LeBron, just like what happened that year.
So
Isaiah was there.
Fair enough, George. I'm not one of these guys that wants a likable second round team. That's not my point. I'm just telling you, you're a second round team with Kyrie Irving. So
and you're worse.
And he's made you unlikable. But I'll take an unlikable winner. I mean, I think we all would. Right? That's the whole point. But an unlikable loser, now you're 0-2. So what are you really doing then?
If you're going to get bounced in the second round either way, you might as well be likable.
Yes.
Is your point.
Yeah, I guess. But I just, you know, if it ain't working with the superstar talent, then what's the point of the superstar talent? I think is just from a very practical standpoint. All right, we continue with your conversation on that. We'll reset some Bruins thoughts as well right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Felger and Mass.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SportsHub. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We'll be back here for Game 7.
We dented their goalie. I think that was very important. I think they've dented our goalie.
Out of Foligno, Hyslott Jones fires. Rest the glove save as Duchesne worked over out in front. And then he got a bunch of Blue Jackets cut into the cage. Yeah. And the Bruins clearing up the trash.
It's the playoffs. The mind games always, you know, it's entertaining. Entertainment industry, I guess, you know, so that's what the fans and media want.
Here's DeBrusk, far circle, shoots, and what cranked up the crossbar. Krejci shoots, he scores!
Up the right side, Josh Anderson takes a huge hit, and he is down, and there is a penalty coming against the Boston Bruins. It's a shoulder to the chin.
Boston penalty number 73, 2 minutes for a legal check to the head.
So that's going to be 2 minutes for an illegal check to the head. The fans here are livid, and I get it.
John, what explanation, if any, did you receive for the call on the McAvoy hit?
Yeah, I'm not going to discuss that.
How big of a moment was that in the game?
It's a huge moment. that I'm not going to discuss what was told to me.
Coyle over the line, high slot with Johansson to the high slot. Shoots. Bobrovsky the save. They score! On near point, Krug to the near circle. Centered out in front. They score! David Backes, his first goal to playoffs.
We're halfway to our goal. I think you need to relish the plateaus along the way, and we're certainly at one of those. If we're in the final four teams, and we've had to sacrifice to win some games.
The Boston Bruins, they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
Guys are playing with determination, so we want to make sure we don't lose that. Sometimes by the time you get it back, you're 2-3 games in, and all of a sudden, maybe it's too late. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. We're going to try to win the next series in 4 games. We're no different than Carolina will. You prepare to win every game. But at the end of the day, you just play what's in front of you.
Jimmy Stewart's look at Game 6, the clincher against Columbus. So we've been discussing a few things on the Bruins today as they head into Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow against the Whale, the Carolina Hurricanes. One is the Charlie McAvoy suspension. I think the league got it exactly right. I thought it was an automatic. I think in some respects, this is Maz's point as well, that in some respects, you did well with it, that they let him come back and play that game. They easily could have given him a match penalty and suspended him a game, and then you would have been without him for the third period there in Columbus, and who knows what happens, and then you're without him for Game 7. That would have been a true pork job. Instead, they let him play the game. So you actually, I think, caught a little bit of a break. Otherwise, I thought that was a textbook hit to the head, a thing they've been trying to legislate out of the league for years and have done a decent job with, in fact. And that was, to me, an automatic. And so one game, I think, is fair. I think they did well with it. I'm disappointed the amount of Bruins fans and media I've heard cry about it. Fans mostly. The media I've heard has taken umbrage with it. Mostly just the fans. Like, give me a break, folks. That was a textbook hit to the head. That was a fair suspension. And I'm disappointed the amount of Bruins fans that are crying about it. Like, come on. I thought you were better than that. That was one thing. The other thing was just sort of a litmus test with Dougie Hamilton coming back in here tonight. First of all, what a puss he is. And we went over that Ovechkin stuff and how soft he is. And he's one of their best defensemen. And so you should be able to pick on him. Send, both physically and mentally, pound him because he doesn't want to take it. But also, where the bodies are buried with him. And he's a squirrely guy, weird dude. Anyone who's ever wanted him has tried to trade him. You, Calgary, Carolina even tried to do it. He's got some weird stuff where he's immature or I don't know. There's some weird stuff with him. Weird backstory with him. Marchand certainly knows it. He plays on the left wing down Hamilton's side. So beat him up physically, chirp him mentally. You can get to that guy. So we talked about that. And then just a litmus test on Sweeney and Neely. Do you trust him? I don't think there's a lot of trust among Bruins fans for those guys. And I don't blame you. Been a lot of bad moves, a lot of sketchy moves. But here you are. If they win this series, Cam Neely will have led the team to 3 Stanley Cup finals in his 9 years as president.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I mean, I don't know. That's decent. That's okay. That's pretty good. Do you trust him? I don't think you do. Is he any good? I don't think you think he is. And you might be right. I don't know. Same with Sweeney. He took over 4 years ago. In his 4 years, they went from out of the playoffs to the first round to the second round. Now they're in the third round. Feels to me like the arrow's pointed up. Feels to me like he said we want to contend while keeping our core players and integrating young players along the way. Feels like if you step back to 10,000 feet, he's done exactly that.
So if I were to ask you, because I know you asked this in a general sense, but if I were to ask you specifically with Sweeney, give him a grade for
B minus.
See, I would go B, but that's not that far apart.
I mean, he bollocks that 2015 draft.
He did.
I mean, I don't know if you want to show it again on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast, but every time you look at those first 2 rounds in 2015 and all the picks you had and all the all-stars that came off the board while you were sitting there drafting Zach Senyshyn and Jacob Zboril and Jake DeBrusk, who they hit on, but he's not an all-star yet. And you look at all the guys that they missed on. I mean, you're going to see one of them. Sebastian Aho is their leading scorer in Carolina. He was drafted 20 picks after Senyshyn for crying out loud.
He was end of the first.
So no, Sebastian Aho was second.
Oh, second round. He was second round, right, beginning of the second.
35th overall, 20 picks after Senyshyn. You went Zboril, DeBrusk, and Senyshyn, 13, 14, 15. When Matthew Barzal went off at 16, he's an all-star. Thomas Chabot, the defenseman in Ottawa, went 18. He's an all-star. Brock Boeser, the Vancouver Canuck, went 23rd. He's an all-star. Sebastian Aho at 35, he's an all-star.
Shabbat's the one that drives me crazy because you see how thin they are right now with McAvoy being out tomorrow night. Like, if you had him, this really isn't that big of an issue.
Say you took Jacob Zboril.
Ugh.
Tell you what, every time they play Carolina, I love that Aho. He is like...
Oh, he's nasty.
He kills the Bruins. He's played 9 games against the Bruins in his career. He has 12 points and 8 goals.
So what's your confidence level in Sweeney? I mean, again, out of the playoffs, first round, second round, now third round in his 4 years. Feels like arrows pointed up. Feels like he did exactly what he said he was going to do. Contend, keeping the core players while adding youngsters along the way. Feels like he did exactly that. So why don't you have full faith in him like you would Ainge or someone else in town? You don't, do you? I don't blame you. Been a lot of sketchy moves along the way. He also signed Matt Bolesky. He also gave David back his 5 years and six per. He also not only traded for Jimmy Hayes, gave him 3 years and $7 million. I mean, there's a lot of bad moves there along the way. He also traded a second round and a fourth for Suitcase Lee Stepniak. And a third round pick for John Michael Lyles. That wasn't any good. But then again, I think his trade deadline moves this year were really good. I liked Coyle and Johansson the day they made him. I like him today. So where are you on Cassidy and Neely? Finally, I'll just ask you, what are your expectations for this series?
Oh, the Bruins should win this series.
A little tougher than people expect. I don't like that everyone collectively, I feel like, thinks they're just going to immediately roll over this team and that the Hurricanes are like a cute story. They're there for a reason. And you mentioned Aho, Teravainen's nasty. Like, they have some good forwards that can score. So I think it's going to be a little tougher than people think. The Bruins should win. They better win.
I mean, look, I was worried about Columbus. I thought Columbus was going to give them a hard time. And then once they solved Bobrovsky, they were able to put Columbus away. I think Columbus is better than Carolina, and I know you can't necessarily do it that way. But to me, again, like, they should, not only do I think they should win, I think it should take less than 7.
Don't tell me you're going to have this road in front of you and you're going to lose to the Whale. Don't tell me that that's what's going to happen. You have a major advantage in net, a major one. Peter Mrazek was their guy. He kind of sucks to begin with. He got hurt, and they're playing the sucky guy behind the sucky guy in McElhaney, who's played well. Like, he's gotten hot, too, and Carolina's hot. But Mrazek and McElhaney, are you going to lose the goaltender battle in this one? I mean, that's just stop right there if you want. So that's a mismatch. It should be. Carolina, again, I'll say again, has the lowest payroll in hockey. They're $17 million under the cap. They spend $17 million less than the Bruins. What does that mean? I'll just tell you. Carolina, $62.5 million for a payroll. You have a $78 million payroll. So we're not talking about the Yankees and the Brewers, you know, that kind of difference. But in hockey terms, that's the richest against
the Bruins. Sizable, right.
You have the sixth highest payroll in the league. They have the lowest. And you see it on the roster. You see it on the roster. Their leading scorer is Sebastian Aho with 83 points, the aforementioned Sebastian Aho. And after that, they only have, I'll just do it like this. They have 3 guys who scored more than 50 points. Teravainen and this Justin Williams, who's 37 years old. Great champion from the Kings. Clutch player, Mr. Game 7, Mr. Overtime, all of that. But those are the only guys who scored more than 50 points. You had Brad Marchand at 100, Pastrnak at 81, Bergeron at 79, Krejci at 73. Hell, you had a defenseman score more than 50 in Torrey Krug. They don't have... If you drafted the series, draft the series. Marchand, Bergeron, Pastrnak, McAvoy. Am I going David Krejci or Sebastian Aho?
Aho.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little tough, though, because of the year that Krejci had, but yeah, Aho.
So you have 4 of the 5 best players and the goalie. You don't lose that series.
They shouldn't lose the series.
So,
I don't know what the odds are in Vegas, but I got to believe that the Bruins are a significant favorite.
There's your Bruins reset. To your calls on everything right after this.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Big focus tonight in the room. It was talked about that, you know, we have to play our best game of the series. I'm not saying we did or didn't, but that was the mindset we had to have. We needed to win the first 10 minutes. You know, I hear people saying they come into another team's building, well, we got to weather the storm. We want to create the storm. We're not interested in weathering any storm. We want to go out there and let them know we're here to play, to be aggressive, assertive. And I thought we did a pretty good job with that.
That's a Cassie line that Murray likes. Not here to weather the storm, create the storm. You get those t-shirts working yet, Murray?
No, like seven people already beat me to it, including right? Barstool. I mean, they're always on it with the t-shirt ideas.
Oh, yeah, they
I'm
don't,
too lazy
They
anyway.
Don't miss a chance to make a nickel.
Yeah, but I love that. We are the storm. We create the storm.
Yeah, Felga, we are the storm.
But just, you know, to get a little rest before the next series, and this would have been game seven tonight. This would have been game seven without Charlie McAvoy.
Huge.
A big swing.
Yeah, no, huge. I mean, any minute you can get. And something tells me, too, that Cassidy is happy they're not waiting until the weekend, because based on his comments the other day, he didn't want to be sitting for 4 days either. So this is a nice, you know, to get the extra day, though, should help him out a little bit.
Okay, phones. Frank on the Bs. What do you got, Frank?
Well, look, McAvoy deserves the game. I mean, I thought he was going to get a hefty fine, but he got the game. I'm fine with it. I'm not going to cry about it, all right?
Attaboy.
as far as, you know, Sweeney and Neely go, I mean, I'll use your line, Mike. Scoreboard. I mean, they've, you know, gotten better every year, and I've never been a Don Sweeney fan, even when he was a player, but so far, so good. They're making all the right strides, and they're moving forward, so good for them. As far as, like, you know, the playoff field goes, you know, if Washington and Tampa Bay and Calgary and the Islanders, you know, if they were better teams, well, they would have won their first round or second round playoff series. But they didn't, because they're not as good at teams as they thought they were. The regular season is the regular season, and as we all know it, the playoffs are a completely different kind of animal. So if you're going to go into the playoffs, everybody's got a chance to win. Just look at the LA Kings when they were the eighth seed.
Okay, but
and
Frank,
the Stanley Cup.
Frank, there's a difference between the Carolina Hurricanes and the defending champion Washington Capitals with Holtby and Ovechkin. You've got to acknowledge that.
Okay, listen, I agree with you. I do. I agree with you that Washington's a better team than Carolina, and you probably would have had a tougher time against them or Tampa Bay.
You think?
But the fact still remains, Mike. The fact still remains. They lost. They got their asses kicked by teams that were not as good as them.
You're right. There's no asterisk. Murray, is there an asterisk?
God, no.
Okay.
No.
But just call for what it is. They got a lot of breaks
with
the road.
Breaks.
They got some great breaks.
There isn't a more unpredictable playoff than the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. We all know that.
And it broke your way. So it's okay to acknowledge it. That doesn't diminish anything.
I mean, for all of those teams to go down is a huge break.
If
you had told me Washington got bounced in the first round, I'd tell you, well, you know what? They won the cup. They got the, you know, they saw the battle in front of them again, and they said, not this year. Not this year. We're not going to do it again. We got our cup. We're going to, you know.
Yeah, that's what happened there, for sure.
But Tampa Bay goes down too. Like, and, you know, and teams are toppling like dominoes all over the league, to the point where really there's really only one team in the field right now that I think should beat you.
San Jose.
You know, be justified in beating
now
you.
Now they have an asterisk.
Oh,
because of the Vegas thing.
Well, they did score the four goals on the power play, but fair enough. I mean, But the way things have gone this year, San Jose loses tonight.
It feels that way, doesn't it? I mean, that's the way it's lined up.
There's not a team left in the field that I would feel good about losing to, except maybe San Jose, because they have maybe two of the three best defensemen in the entire league playing on the same pair. They went to the finals a couple years ago themselves. There's tremendous sentimental and psychological and sort of karmic weight behind Joe Thornton getting a championship here at the very end. So San Jose is a worthy opponent, and if you played well, you could still lose to them. If you played your game, you could still lose to San Jose. If you play your game and lose to Carolina, oh, no. No, 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 no. It means you would not have played your game. I will not accept a loss to Carolina. Dallas is done.
St. Louis.
I will not accept a loss to St. Louis. I will not accept a loss to Carolina. I will not accept a loss to Colorado. San Jose, let me see what it looks like. There's some reasons they could win that series, but so don't tell me the road isn't important and all that.
Of course it is. It might be the number one factor. And again,
so that's why it goes back to Sweeney. Why I'm just reluctant to go A+. He's in the conference finals. Well, it sort of broke for him. I mean, you could also make the case that they're here because their goalie got hot. All the players that were here under Mike O'Connell, frankly, and Chiarelli stayed healthy and in the lineup, and everyone else lost. And really didn't do much with the team building. It just had to do with the goalie getting his act together and those holdover players staying on the ice. Is that why they're here and everyone else lost? Or is it some master plan? Like, I think there's a case there to be made for either.
Well, so to me, it's a combination of the two. I think ultimately that's what it is. He made some good moves, though, too. Like, and when we talk about that 2015 draft, which, again, the first round was, you know, well,
disaster.
Be a huge whiff if they didn't have DeBrusque out of it. And it's, you still needed to hit on two. They did get Carlo in the second round of that draft.
Fair point.
Okay, they got Carlo in the second round. They got McAvoy the next year. So their defense core, it looks like it's in pretty good shape.
Peter in Oxbridge on McAvoy. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. My take on the McAvoy situation. He definitely avoided the game, but I think the real bullet we dodged was that he only got 2 minutes instead of the five. Mm. And if that had been a five-minute major,
well, let me tell
I
you.
Think it changes the whole tenor of that game.
Okay, Peter, there is no five-minute major for that. You couldn't go five. You could only go two or match penalty out of the game. So there was no in-between. So, and as Maz points out, you think there was a quid pro quo there on that match penalty.
Look, I just wonder if the league looked at it. And again, they're having a discussion in the corner, but who knows who else is involved in that conversation. I think they looked at it and said, if we give this guy a match penalty and toss him, we're going to throw out their best defenseman for the third period of a 1-0 game in game six, and he's going to get bounced for game seven. They're going to lose him for two games, and that hit isn't worthy of two. So you know what? We're going to give him the 2 minutes, and then if you guys want to pop him for game seven, you pop him for game seven. And I think they got it right.
And I think that you dodged a bullet there because they easily could have gone match penalty and a game suspension.
Right, and I'm telling you that would have been excessive. He shouldn't miss the two third periods in a row. Like, I just think that for that hit, it would have been too much.
I just think if that's really how it went down, then give them a tremendous amount of credit for really thinking it forward.
Sure.
And I don't know if they really did that in that moment.
No, and maybe they didn't. I wonder, though. I always wonder if there's someone from the league in someone's ear saying, hey, fellas, that's a suspendable hit.
You know, there is usually someone in someone's ear. And as it sort of came out after thinking about that, this just occurred to me. That the net goal there in Columbus there in game four, whatever it was, the Panarin goal off the net that should have been brought back, I heard, or there was some rumbling that they were in the officials here. They just never saw the right replay. They just never saw a clear enough replay that, even though it's against the rules to bring it back, they would have, because they still have the headset on.
Correct.
And they're in communication with Toronto, and Toronto would have said, look, one of you just say you saw it because it's off the net. And that, you know, that sort of stuff happens. And it should happen, by the way. That's what replay should be. Someone should be in your ear from Toronto or New York saying, guys, his foot was down. Set the ball. Let's go. Say you saw the foot go down and just let's play.
Sure.
Like, that's how it should work. And apparently it was going to work that way with that Columbus goal, but in Toronto they never saw a clear enough angle. And fair, you know, even all the angles we show now,
you see the net move, but it's hard to see the puck in the net.
And a lot of the video has sort of highlights around it or like a laser thing on it or something. They dress it up somehow so you can see it, but you can't really see it from the naked eye.
Agreed.
And bang, bang, in real time, Toronto couldn't see it clearly enough. So anyway.
So again, since you brought that up, the Bruins overcame that and they won. The McAvoy penalty at the end of the second period, they overcame that and they won. Corrali goal that got called back, they overcame that and they won. So McAvoy now in game one is going to take him down?
That's the thing that's going to take them down?
It's not their, their track record.
Right, it's not who they are, and it shouldn't take them down if they are who we think they are.
We continue with your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey guys, Jim Murray here.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Sports Hub.
While we accept McAvoy's argument that he is not intentionally attempting to hit Anderson in the head, he takes an angle of approach that cuts along the front of Anderson's body rather than through the near shoulder and core. And having taken an angle of approach that would already make a full body check difficult to execute, McAvoy then elevates his shoulder up and into the head of Anderson rather than staying low and aiming for Anderson's chest or far shoulder. In addition, Anderson does not materially change the position of his body or head immediately prior to or simultaneous with this hit in a way that significantly contributes to the head being the main point of contact. If McAvoy wishes to deliver this check, he must stay low and take an angle of approach that hits through the core of Anderson rather than one that makes his head the main point of contact. To summarize, this is an illegal check to the head. McAvoy has been neither fined nor suspended previously in his 117-game NHL career. The Department of Player Safety has suspended Charlie McAvoy for one playoff game.
That's a video, obviously, from the Department of Player Safety on the Charlie McAvoy suspension. More Bruins talk, and yeah, we allow a little grab ass. Felger and Maz off-air show comes your way tonight, 6 o'clock, Facebook Live. Myself, Ty Anderson, covers the Bruins. So a lot of good puck talk. And again, I allow about maybe three and a half minutes of general grab ass. I don't like it.
There's a quota.
But it's the internet. So that's all you do, right? That's all anyone does on the internet, on podcasts and webcasts. You just put your feet up and just grab ass around without any focus, just sort of fart around.
Can I have a suggestion?
So we give you about 3 minutes of farting around, and yeah, Felger and Maz off-air show tonight, 6 p.m. Facebook Live. Yes, Murray.
I know how you like to dad people, especially when it comes to driving, and he hates traffic. Ty hates traffic the way I do, so if you want to tell him your secret routes and how to handle it better, you'll have an opportunity tonight because he gets real pissed real fast about it.
So he's
so that'll be cute.
So he's one of these Boston pussies who don't know how to drive.
So there you go. That should be part of the show tonight.
Or are afraid of a little traffic or a little weather.
Wussies.
No, I heard that word was green light.
Oh.
I've heard Fred use it many, many times.
I think it depends on the producer. I don't know if Jimmy likes it.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to make Fred our standard.
Jimmy's out of the room. to your phones. Jim, it's off-air show, 6 o'clock. Jim in New York. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. McAvoy, he got what he should have gotten. I wish the NHL would go like college football and review some of these headshots. And as far as Sweeney, yeah, he's had some misses, but let's look at the Tyler Seguin trade, Joe Thornton trading the not,
back. Yeah, now, what, are we going to give him credit for the Jason Allison move, too? How far back you want to go? Espo?
What, that other people made worse deals?
Well, no, like, no, but, oh, that's what he was doing.
I think. I mean, because, again, Sagan was Shirelli, right?
Yes.
And Thornton was O'Connell. Yes. They get their asses kicked on both of those.
So, I'm sorry. I thought he was saying he did a good job with the Sagan trade and a good job with the Thornton trade.
Oh.
He was probably saying it could be worse.
Right.
Oh, so is he an upgrade from Mike O'Connell? Yes, but, again, I want to tell you that Mike O'Connell drafted Patrice Bergeron. Mike O'Connell drafted David Krejci. The Mike O'Connell regime, he had been fired, but all of his people were still in place when you drafted. I believe this is how it went. Krejci and Marchand in that same draft, and Lucic, I might have a little bit of it mixed up, but those are all sort of O'Connell-era players.
Yeah, they were all right around the same couple of years. Lucic was in there too, right? Did you just say that?
Yeah. I'll look it up if you want, but that 11 team was mostly O'Connell teams. It really was. And you got Tuukka Rask in a trade for, was it
Raycroft,
who, you know, that's, you started with him, and that was an O'Connell guy. So, he, you know, I think in hindsight, maybe a little bit more from him than you realize. So I did screw up the draft. The Phil Kessel draft in 06, which again was the tweener year, wasn't it? That was right before Shirelli got here, I think. Was Kessel, Lucic, Marchand.
Well, that's a good draft.
Pretty good draft, right?
That's a good draft.
And that's before Shirelli even took over. And, you know, he did draft you Patrice Bergeron. He did draft you these guys. So, anyway, is he an upgrade from that? Yes, Sweeney's absolutely an upgrade from that. On the thing with the NHL and the hits, I think they've done a good job. I mean, are they perfect? No. Are they consistent? Of course not. It's hard to be. Those things are subjective, and nothing's alike. So, of course, they're not consistent. But I just think it's so knee-jerk and easy to say, oh, the league doesn't know what they're doing. Goodell doesn't know what he's doing. You know, like, no, step back and look at it. When the thing first started, the Matt Cook hit on Mark Savard was legal. That was legal. That was a legal play.
That was a vicious hit.
Okay, and that used to go on all the time.
It was a legal play.
So now here we are, that's 8-9 years later, and anytime anyone comes close to doing something like that, they look at it, they review it, they suspend you, and they put out a video telling you exactly what they're suspending you for. I think they've done a good job with it.
Yeah, McAvoy got what he was supposed to get. I mean, I honestly, again, I can't say it enough. I think they hit it right on. He had to get a game for that. You can't let that hit go. But in the same breath, I would say it wasn't like the worst thing I've ever seen. And so for a guy with no history, if they had bounced him for the third period of game six and all of game seven and game six at the time being a 1-0 score, I just feel like that would have been too much at that time.
Wayne and Grafton, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mike, you can grab my ass anytime, going back to that last comment. But again, you and I have something in common. I mean, we both have a throbbing Tuukka in our shots. He's in a zone right now, and we're not going to lose to Doogie Howser and the Wheel. The Bruins have the path to the Stanley Cup open wide to them, just like a $100 hooker.
Peace okay, out. Wayne. Oh, good. Thank God Jimmy's not in the room. Don't tell me Bergeron, Chara, Krejci, Rask, Marchand, Pastrnak. These guys are going to have, this is sort of the old guys, who are going to have their last chance for a Stanley Cup championship right here in front of them. It's on a platter. And they're going to lose to the Whale? They're going to lose to the Carolina Hurricanes, who barely made the playoffs?
I mean, that'd be a hard one to swallow, wouldn't it?
Who can't come close to selling out their building to the point where they had to do, like, dance routines on the ice after games? To get people into the building? That's the team you're going to lose to? Some backup goalie who was replacing a guy who sucked? A guy who's, you know, one of their top defensemen won't go into the corner and take any hits? You're not going to... Don't tell me you're going to lose to that team.
I mean, I felt the same way going into the Columbus series. And then I saw Columbus playing and went, oof. But with this one, I don't know how you could feel any different. I think Columbus is better than Carolina. And I know you can't do it that way. It all comes down to when and where and all of that stuff. I get it. But, man, if they don't get to the Cup final because they lost to Carolina.
Oh, you'll never they should never live it down. You'll regret that for the rest of your life.
And you know what? They know it, too. They know it. Krejci,
Bergeron, Chara, Cassidy, Sweeney, Neely, all the ones who've been there for a while now.
Don't lose to this team.
They know it.
Okay,
but they know it. They know they have the shot.
That's not to say this is some doormat. This is hockey. So even if they are a quote-unquote doormat for 2 weeks, they can play hard, get some breaks, get some goaltending, and absolutely stretch you and beat you. You could absolutely lose this thing if you don't play right. Absolutely. So I'm not telling you that. Like, this is some automatic. I'm just telling you what should happen. You should win this series. Bruins, Celtics. Meanwhile, expectations for the Celtics tonight. Just reset it quickly, Maz. What's your expectation for the Celtics tonight?
I think they're going to get their doors blown off. I think there's a very real chance they get absolutely freaking smoked. I think there's a chance they would get killed. It's a funeral, if you ask me.
Stu, what happens tonight?
They lose.
Do they quit? Is it ugly?
Yeah, it'll be ugly.
I hope so. And so, if they're going to lose, I hope it's just hideous.
I'm going to tease it, okay?
I love it.
But I think that there is a very simple explanation for why a lot of people think that they are going to lose tonight.
Okay.
A very simple explanation.
What are we going to get? As we said all day.
End of an era.
End of an era, crossroads, funeral. But how does it look? Is it ugly? Do they quit? When LeBron was done someplace, he usually quit. The last game, even in the playoffs, the last game of his playoff for Cleveland or Miami, wherever he was at, and he was done, he shut it down. Shut her down. Stop shooting. Stand off in the corner. And then he'd take off the jersey before he even got off the floor. And that's how it looked. And it was always an ugly ripcord quit job with LeBron. Is that what we get from Kyrie Irving tonight? Because he's little LeBron. Does he do what Daddy did all those years, as I keep saying? We'll find out, and Maz will tell you why there's no faith in the Celtics coming up right after Murray's.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.